This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The cable TV series Reno 911 begins its second season tonight on Comedy Central. Do not be fooled by the footage of officers in hot pursuit. This is actually a satire of reality shows like Cops and World's Wildest Police Videos. But Day to Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein says this show has a lot more going for it than just a series of police puns.
If you've seen Reno 911 during its first season and didn't quite get it, try to sample it again. This series has really evolved beyond a simple spoof. Go behind the fake badges and you'll find a show that mocks the absurdities of the workplace with the same deadpan charm of the Emmy-winning BBC series The Office. As this conversation between two officers about a promotion indicates, political correctness is not a high priority at this precinct.
If someone from the force is going to get promoted to lieutenant, it will be one of the minority officers because of affirmative action. Myself, not inclusive in that, even though I've been on the force for 15 years.
Hi, you're Mexican.
Well, on the pecking order, it goes coloreds, Mexicans, Irish.
No one in Reno 911 is more outrageous than the character of Lieutenant Jim Dangle. Being the only gay member of this force might be enough to make him stand out. But that becomes an absolute certainty given the fact he has incorporated short shorts into his police uniform and wears blonde highlights in his hair. In depicting Dangle, actor-writer Thomas Lennon found that his choice of wardrobe defined the character.
There's only a certain way you can behave in shorts that are that short, and it's actually very macho. So the outfit and the highlights aren't conducive to acting like anything other than Steve McQueen, really. Or at least in my head, I'm coming off like Steve McQueen.
Lennon is also one of the creators of Reno 911, along with fellow cast members Kerry Kenny Silver and Robert Ben Gurant. They won't write each episode, however. Like another TV top comedy, such as HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm, the series' dialogue is entirely improvised.
We don't write any script at all. We write little index cards, just with ideas for scenes or the idea for an arc of an episode. And that's it. We rehearse very, very little, if at all, sometimes. Often we just shoot our first rehearsal of something. And more often than not, that's the take that we use.
You may not be surprised to learn that Reno 911 isn't actually filmed in Reno. Most of it is staged in California's San Fernando Valley. But the show does shoot its precinct scenes at an actual police station. Sometimes the show tapes while real officers are processing real criminals, whom Lennon has discovered enjoys spotting Lieutenant Dangle in action.
When people are getting booked, it always kind of brings a smile to their face to see us there filming, and particularly my shorts. And I've gotten a lot of laughs from people who are actually, you know, going to jail for Grand Theft Auto and possession and things like that. And it's nice to give them a little smile before they, you know, spend the night in the cooler.
Reno 911 is like a remake of the classic Abbott and Costello movie Keystone Cops. It's got a madcap energy that might remind you of the work of Christopher Guest, the comic genius behind This Is Spinal Tap and A Mighty Wind. It just goes to show, sometimes reality television works best when it's not real. Get up, get down. 911
has joking the whole town. Get up, get down. Day-to-day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter.